Welcome to another Friday edition of Healthcare Heroes on KBEC. We've enjoyed spotlighting those individuals who are on the front lines working for us in the healthcare industry all around our listening area. We're certainly glad this week from Ennis Regional Medical Center to have Travis Watson joining us. Travis is an RN in the emergency department. Travis, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, and we're certainly excited to have you on with us. Travis, we always like to get started with a little background information. Tell us how you ended up in the healthcare field. What was your early inspiration to take that career path?
Well, I actually entered the healthcare field when I joined the Army in 2006. I started off as a combat medic and did a 15-month tour in Iraq, and then after that is when I went to nursing school through the Army.
Well, Travis, let us thank you for your service to our country. And I want to make sure I was reading this correctly, but it said you conducted over 1,000 combat missions in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That is amazing. Well, thank you for your service and for serving our country, for sure.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So now you get out of the military, however, 2015. Where did you go from there?
I actually took an agency job where I would fill in different spots in different hospitals and ERs wherever they needed me. And I ended up landing in Ennis Regional as an agency nurse first. And then I like the environment and I like the people there. So I chose to go on to the staff full time.
From the combat field to the emergency room, you've been exposed to a lot of trauma. Tell us how that combat experience prepared you for your career at the emergency room and what you do at Ennis Regional Medical Center.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing with trauma is it's so much about teamwork. And even nursing in general is you can't get through a day by yourself. You have to have your team around you and help from the people that are there with you. And I think that's the biggest thing that kind of contributed to being successful in the emergency room is knowing how to be a good member of a team and help out your fellow workers and just do everything that the patient needs and help them get to where they need to go.
Travis, apparently your coworkers feel exactly the same way. Some of the comments we see when they were asked about working with you is they refer to you as a guy who goes above and beyond. That translates very well. Is that military training? Is that your upbringing? Is it a combination of all those that you developed that type of sense of duty?
I mean, I think it's a combination of both. One thing that they really preach in the military itself was service, put others ahead of you. And one thing that I learned really early on in medicine is you treat everybody like it was your family member in the bed. What would you do? And I've just taken that approach throughout my career, and it's made it successful. So I just stick with that.
One thing we have done during the course of these interviews is talk to our healthcare professionals. And in your case, so you're at Ennis Regional Medical Center 5 years after you've been in the military for 8 years. And yet, whoever thought you'd run into something like all of us did in this pandemic, but how did that affect what you did in the emergency department? Because that's an influx of people that we're not talking about automobile accidents or things like that.
I mean, it's just you kind of adapt. You adapt to whatever the situation is. Working in the ER, we never know what's going to come in and what condition it's going to be in. We just have to make do with the best that we can and treat the patient the best that we can, no matter what the circumstance is. And I think that, learning from constantly learning and figuring out how to get things done better is always in medicine. I think that if we constantly look for better ways to do things, we'll accomplish whatever we need to.
For you folks that have joined us late, we're talking with Travis Watson of Ennis Regional Medical Center. He's our healthcare hero this week, and he works with the emergency department at ERMC. I see that you're a Renaissance man. You enjoy playing music. You're a painter and drawer and a tattoo artist. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. I did. I've been doing tattoos for quite a while. Actually worked at a shop in Corsicana for a little bit. And so I like to have multiple things in my wheelhouse that I can fall back on, I guess.
So be honest then, the strangest thing you've ever seen, was it in a tattoo parlor or in the emergency room? Tough call, isn't it?
Probably the ER.
Because I'm sure you've seen some sights in both, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, we're so excited to have you joining us today, and thank you for the hard work you do and your colleagues, and I know the patients certainly appreciate it at Ennis Regional Medical Center. It's Travis Watson. He is our healthcare hero for this week on KBEC. Travis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.